Good morning to all. Good morning to the members of the table, distinguished participants. Professor Palinkas, I thank you for the invitation to come to this forum and make this presentation. I will actually be speaking on the changing geographic landscape of science and technology, and speaking specifically about the case of Brazil. Here are some numbers which are known to most of you. Brazil is a large country with almost 200 million inhabitants, total area of 8.5 million square kilometers. The GDP last year was $2.1 trillion, number six worldwide, and the foreign reserves have reached $320 billion. By these numbers, it seems that Brazil is a rich country. Actually, Brazil is not a rich country. As our president, Dilma Rousseff, says, a rich country is a country with no poverty. In Brazil, we still have poverty, lots of inequality, and facing many problems, mainly due to many reasons. One of them is the historical neglect for education to all people. Science itself is very new in Brazil, as I'll show you in the next few slides. In 1950, so just half a century ago, Brazil has had very few scientists. When I say very few, I mean a few dozens, mainly in the health area, in the agriculture. We had very, very few, less than a full hand, mathematicians, physicists, and hard scientists. No full-time faculty positions or graduate programs at universities. Very few engineers in areas other than civil, mechanical, and chemical. An industry very concentrated in traditional sectors and with no innovation or research and development activities. Things began to change in the early 50s when the federal government created two federal agencies, the National Research Council and CAPES, devoted to promote scientific research and promote higher education, training of teachers, professors. A few years later, one big state of São Paulo, created its own science foundation, which has played a very important role since. Then in the 60s, a bank, the National Development Bank, created a fund specifically to support graduate programs. And then another federal agency was created, FINEP. Finally, in 1969, so only 40 years ago, the Ministry of Education created full-time jobs at universities and promoted graduate education by institutionalization of the programs. The Minister of Science and Technology was finally created in 1985, and several of the federal agencies became part of this ministry. But despite the numbers that I show in the first slide, that Brazil has a large GDP, science and technology have not been a major contributor to our economic situation now. The reasons are the ones that I mentioned. Scientific community relatively small, little experience until recently, the lack of R&D, innovation culture in industry, a lack of continuity in science and technology policies and funding, and no crosstalk between scientific policy and industrial policies. But despite these facts and these problems, there are a few cases where government has acted consistently and where Brazil can show important results from science and technology. One of them is the case of the oil state federal company, Petrobras, who began training geologists, petroleum engineers, and so on in the early 60s, and then became an expert in drilling oil down in the ocean. And as you probably know, today, Petrobras is exploring oil very deep, 7 kilometers below the sea level. Another case is the case of Embraer, the manufacturer of aircrafts. Embraer was created because a few years before, Institute of Technology for Aeronautics was created in the state of São Paulo in 1949, and then it started training, educating aeronautical engineers. Eventually, the government created this federal company. Now it has been privatized, but Embraer does innovation, R&D, and it's very competitive manufacturing of regional aircraft for regional flights and other classes. The other important one is the case of agriculture, agribusiness. Brazil is a big exporter and producer of food and agribusiness products. And this is not only because we have a large land, plenty of sunshine and water. One very important reason was that Embrapa is the federal agency to promote R&D, was created in 1972. It invested a lot in training masters, researchers abroad and then in Brazil. And Embrapa established research centers all over the country, each one devoted to the specific needs of the area. And Embrapa has made Brazil not only rich in agribusiness, but also a larger producer of scientific knowledge in transdisciplinary agriculture. Brazil produces 9% of the world's scientific papers in this area. And it's also the first producer of sugar, orange juice, coffee, the second producer of soybean, beef, and poultry. And there was no soybean in Brazil 40 years ago. We thought that we did not have the proper land and climate for this. And the third world producer of corn and fruits. The fourth example is the case of biofuel. Again, nature has blessed Brazil, but it was not only because of nature that Brazil now produces bioethanol and biodiesel. And the amount of bioethanol which is used in vehicle has now surpassed the amount of gasoline. I'm showing in this slide here a slide that shows that in 1925 there was a technological institute already doing experiments with the propulsion of cars using ethanol. Well, we can summarize what has happened in the last 10 years, 21st century. First, a large increase in the federal and state budget for funding science and technology, making possible to expand education and to distribute science all over Brazilian territory. There was a major advance in scientific production, shown by increasing indicators of scientific publications and citations. The numbers of last year show that Brazil is producing almost 3% of the world's science. And third, very important, considerable progress in the environment for R&D in companies provided by the creation of a wide range of instruments operated by the federal agencies and state foundations. In recent years, mainly during President Lula government, there was a science policy and then a plan for science and technology involving all of the federal governments, the state governments, and there were four priorities: the expansion and consolidation of the science and technology system, support to technological innovation companies, research and development in strategic areas, many of the areas which have been mentioned here today, and science and technology innovation for social development. The results are many. In terms of the first priority, a number of programs were created. As I mentioned, funding increased considerably. One very important program was the establishment of 122 National Institutes for Science and Technology, which were selected in a very competitive process. We had international committees involved in the evaluation of projects, and the institutes were funded with a total of $330 million for 3 years, and they've been conducting research at a very international high standards. And they are distributed all over the territory. This dot shows the headquarters of each institute. Each institute has a network, but headquarters are distributed all over the country. The overall situation, the landscape of science and technology in Brazil now, considering only institutions with more than 15 PhDs, is showing these slides. We have 59 federal universities, 39 state universities, some private universities also doing research, totaling 236 universities with about 77 faculty members with PhDs. We also have 103 research and centers, R&D centers, with about 8,000 PhDs. So we have a total number of PhDs which actually work in research around 85,000 for a community of about 150,000 researchers. There are today nearly 1,400 graduate programs, and they are evaluated by CAPES, which is connected to the Ministry of Education, on a regular basis. Every two or three years, there are evaluations. And among the 1,400, there are 320 programs which are international levels. They are graded with grades 6 and 7 in the range of 1 to 7. These programs have websites in English. They've been attracting more and more international students. And this slide shows the distribution over the areas of knowledge. Another important achievement in the last few years was the creation of several instruments to support R&D in companies. This was made possible mainly by a law which passed in Congress in 2005, the Innovation Law, which created for the first time grants to companies, tax break incentives, and special programs for incubators and technological parks. And we have also created a system, a network system of institutions to support innovation in industry. It is what we call the Embrapa of industry. The current government has now created one specific institution, which is actually putting together what was assembled in the system. This slide shows remarkable increase in funding. This is one specific fund, which is the largest federal fund in Brazil. It began increasing with the creation of these so-called sectoral funds. These are funds which are established by law. A percentage of the oil industry, a percentage of the energy revenues, and so on and so forth. This is for science and technology. This is allocated to one national fund. This made possible this fund to increase manifold, as you see here. This slide shows total investments by federal and state government, by companies. Total investment in 2010 reached $25 billion, which was about 1.2 of the GDP. The goal of the plan was actually to reach 1.5, but one problem was that the GDP increased fast. Last year, the GDP increased 8%, so it was actually not possible to increase the funding for science at the same rate. The results, some of the results are shown here. Large increase in the number of master's and PhD degrees granted each year. The number, total number, increased tenfold in 20 years. Last year, Brazil graduated 50,000 graduates, gave 50,000 graduate degrees, 40,000 master's degrees, and about 10,000 PhDs. Regarding publication, this slide shows a comparison on the basis of what was published in 1982 compared to the world average. Brazil has has increased in a considerably larger rate, and as I said, last year reached almost 3% of the world publication. This, of course, has caught international attention. There was an article published in Nature last year, another big article published in Science in December last year, showing this increase in publications by Brazilian institutions. This is an article which was published in Physics Today just a couple of months ago. And the current government continues to support science and technology. And we now have an opportunity to help in the slide that was shown a little earlier, that for several years, papers from Brazil with international collaboration were going down percentage-wise. Now they are going up, and they will probably go up faster in the next few years because President Dilma Rousseff launched a few months ago a program to grant by 2014 75,000 fellowships for undergraduate and for graduate and for researchers to go abroad and to increase international collaboration. And I thank you very much for your attention.